children. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend has been fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers following allegations of illegal gambling and massive theft from the Japanese baseball star. The team is in Seoul, South Korea this week, where Ohtani made his Dodgers debut. Stock prices pushing sharply higher in early trading. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. Tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine, nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has signed into law the anti-ballot trafficking legislation. Ivey wasted no time in approving the measure, saying there will be no funny business in Alabama's elections. The new state law would make it a crime for third parties to pay for the collection, distribution, or pre-filling of absentee ballots or absentee ballot applications. Those with disabilities are free to get help and assistance in filling out their absentee ballots with a person of their choosing. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen says this new law is a victory for Alabama elections, and he praised the governor for signing the bill. He also praised State Senator Garland Gudger and State Representative Jamie Keel for championing the bill through the legislative process and thus protecting the votes of Alabama citizens. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A man dies as a result of electrocution in Jefferson County. Sheriff's deputies say that the man was taking wires from an electrical box at the Woodside Condominiums when the electrocution happened. Police believe that the man did not realize the power lines were active due to the property being vacant. Crafters are learning this week that Joann Fabrics has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company says that they hope to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of next month. After that, the company will likely be privately owned rather than have shares placed on the stock exchange. The Ohio-based store has 800 stores throughout the nation and have seen a reduction of customers using discretionary spending money in this current economy, as well as a discontinuation of hobbies that were started during the COVID crisis. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the second half of the show. We appreciate you listening to a show that is different than every other show in the country. And that could be good, could be bad, but mostly, we appreciate what y'all do for us, listening to us every day. Talk about the things that are going on around the country. So it is a little bit of a conspiracy thinker Thursday in that this next topic reminds me of the whole witchcraft topic. Y'all remember the whole thing about witches? And when we were little, we would see movies. There were Disney movies, and there would be a witch or... And when you went to school or wherever, they said, little Scott, there's no such thing as witches. And you were like, well, I saw them on the Disney movie last night. The evil queen with Snow White was a witch. And so-and-so was a witch. Then you read in the Bible very strenuously what God says to do with witches in the Old Testament. But we were told over and over and over, there's no such thing as witches. And then we got to school and we had to do the whole Salem witch trials thing, which was the Puritans, a bunch of crazy Christians were always, they were just killing women for the fun of it, which that's not even true historically. I think some of the witches were, they had some men witches, I believe. I could be wrong. But anyway, more of the no such thing as witches, right?
Right.
Then we wake up one day, somewhere, I don't know, 2005, maybe a little later, you start finding out that there are people who say, hey, I'm a witch. So-and-so's a witch, so-and-so's a warlock, and you're like, okay, all right, just somebody say it. Then they start describing what they do. Casting spells, creating potions. Then you get good witch, bad witch, all this kind of stuff. So there are witches.
Mm-hmm.
There have been witches. And I say all that to say, one of the conspiracy thinker topics for the past, I guess, 20, 30 years has been chemtrails.
Mm.
Hey, these airplanes, I think they're spraying something out.
Mm.
And most of the time we got...
Well, Put on your tinfoil hat, you ignorant rube. They're not spraying any things out. Everybody knows that's water vapor from the jet engines, and you are an idiot.
Right?
Exactly.
Then this last year, we get multiple states whose state legislators pass bills, and some of them northern states. I think one of the first one was a northern state, because surely they're educated, right? The latest one, Tennessee Senate passes bill to end chemtrails.
Did they call them chemtrails?
In the legislation? I do not know. I don't have the piece of legislation. Here's the article. It seems that the Tennessee Senate has made headlines by passing a bill that appears to target chemtrails, suggesting a move towards cleaner air. But as usual, there's more beneath the surface. Let's dive into what this legislative action really means for cleaning up our skies. The Tennessee Senate has passed a bill. The bill would ban the intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of the state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of sunlight. Now, this could be a forward-looking piece of legislation. Or it could be, from a conspiracy thinker standpoint, why did he limit it to a certain number of things? Wouldn't it have been okay for the legislation to say, hey, in the state of Tennessee, you're not going to be spraying stuff out there, unless maybe you're spraying the crops, I don't know. Do they still do the crop duster thing, mm-hmm. where the plane comes by or the helicopter comes by and sprays? So my question was, if you're going to say it's just for affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of sunlight, why don't you just say, hey, don't be spraying any of this stuff out unless you're intentionally doing it on one field as a pesticide treatment for agriculture?
Does this include mosquitoes?
Remember, no.
They did the whole mosquito thing.
This legislation says can't spray anything into the atmosphere with the express purpose of one, affecting temperature, two, weather, or three, the intensity of light. So four should have been for changing human activity or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, what else, you know?
Right.
I'm just a little questioning of why it's just for this specific stuff. Is it to avoid being called a bunch of ignorant rube conspiracy theorists? Because we do now know that they have been spraying things into the air to change the weather, right? They've been doing that. But we just figured out they'd been doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what...
They swore they weren't.
My crazy friend that I have called crazy for years, she's an anti-vaxxer. The vaccines are causing autism. She's all these things. And she's been talking about...
Oh, she was an anti-vaxxer before the COVID vaccine.
Like 15 years ago. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's been talking about chemtrails for probably 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... Y'all are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I had a conversation with one of my very, he thinks I'm kind of crazy, conspiracy.
You've moved right in the crazy spectrum. Okay.
You know, and he's like, what do you think about chemtrails? And I'm like, that's so stupid. He's like, Allison, that's the only thing I believe in. And so then he said, it's called seeding and it's weather manipulation and they don't call them chemtrails. It's like what you always say. It's surveil versus spying.
Right.
We don't spy.
We just surveil.
And so now I'm like, I'm going to have to call Jeannie and be like, girl, I am so sorry because this is happening.
Well, the question has got to come up. So for all these years, people have said, look, we're in the business of manipulating the weather. We manipulate the weather. The government manipulates the weather. The government does certain things. You know, just a few months ago when they had the tremendous rains in California that caused all the mudslides and the flooding and all that kind of stuff, allegations were made then that they had been trying to manipulate the weather pattern and caused, because there's a spectrum of what good means. And when I say they're good at it, means that they know how to kind of get it kicked off, but they're not really good at how extreme the result may be. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
They can start the boulder rolling down the hill, but they're not 100% sure if it's going to go right through the yard or right through the house.
So like they wanted a sprinkle and they got a tsunami. Well, that doesn't even work out. They got a hurricane.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Right. That's where I think they are. They like playing God with the weather. I think they can manipulate the weather, but they're not 100% sure what their result is going to be. We might can make it. We made it rain. Yes, you did. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, we didn't ask for a frog choker. We just wanted some good rain. That kind of thing. But the next question. Okay, go ahead, Amy Beth, before I get to the second question.
I just got a question. Are you saying this because this morning you saw the chemtrails in the air on the way into the office? Because I can't believe you're talking about this today. I was paying attention to what Naomi Wolf on Twitter was saying about it last night, or what X or whatever. And then this morning I'm driving in because I'm like, y'all probably were way ahead of the times, but I have been slow to believe in the whole concept. And then I was looking at it last night, and then on the way in this morning, I thought, oh my gosh. Because they said that they had been in Alabama, they were in some kind of southwesterly states. And then I'm on X right now, mm-hmm. and it's asking if people know the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail. And now I'm certain that I saw chemtrails this morning.
What is a contrail?
So a contrail is a condensation trail, which is the vapor trail left by the
airline.
The engine being hotter and the exhaust being hotter than the air around, all that kind of stuff, which is what they hide all the rest of it behind. So that's a contrail, condensation trail, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
And then a chemtrail is...
Context clues, Scott.
Spray out the stuff.
Look at you in reading.
Nick Meyer said, do you think chemtrails and geoengineering, infrared, UV, laser and microwave technology is being nefariously used... Think about this. Is it being nefariously used to simulate climate change or cooking plus weather effects and also being used to soft call the population?
Oh, heavens.
I mean, you can call out
You
can call out some folks if you make it where they can't grow food, you have droughts, or even too much rain. You can cause people not to be able to produce food. So are they cooking up? I mean, remember the big winter storm? There were some people out on the internet saying, hey, look at how this is where a bunch of planes are flying. This is where we think there were chemtrails, and they caused one of those super frigid air masses to move down. And then when those big events happen, the press runs out and says,
it's global warming. It's global cooling. It's climate change.
And that's what they do.
Yeah,
so, are they causing things to happen so they can tell the population climate change?
Yes, they are. I mean, if you look at the whole scope of what's happening in the world right now, if you look at immigration, they're flooding our borders and they go, oh, but that's not the replacement theory.
Right.
And then you look at the vaccine and you're an anti-vaxxer if you don't take the vaccine, and you're weird, and no, autism wasn't caused by vaccines. And now you come at it from above and you need climate change to be a thing so that you can continually get reelected and get money for whatever cause you need and scare the crap out of people.
To manage people.
This is what they're doing. And they don't care if we know about it. And that's the most terrifying part.
It's interesting you're talking about moving people into places. The great replacement theory. What is funny is Europe just does not seem, but it's still the origin area of Western civilization. It is the West, and you replace them with millions of people from a part of the world who are accustomed to being ruled. Okay. Then you come to the United States, where people are more than likely, at least in the South, to go, forget you, you're not telling me what to do. What is it? I do what I want. And replace them and bring people from Central and South America who were accustomed to being ruled. And you change the populations into people who are accustomed to being ruled. They don't necessarily need to get rid of you. They just need to change the concentrations of the populations to people who are okay with being ruled. And we've talked about that with the Chinese population. You know, maybe they were kind of the cradle of civilization. Maybe there has been Chinese, quote, civilization for 5,000 years. But they have been ruled, and they're accustomed to it, they're used to it, and not really kicking up a fuss. So now you get the last places in the world that don't want to be ruled, except there's one other that we've made out into be the biggest enemy. Russia. This is one of the last places that doesn't want to be ruled by someone else, and they're willing to fight to stop it. And we have trying to figure out how to get all of Europe, all of America, all of the world to turn its guns on them. And I keep going back to this little sticking point that says there's a reason why they're the enemy of everybody. Because they don't intend to be ruled, and they don't intend on letting the global powers that be flood their country with folks who are not Russians. So, from chemtrails to Russians, that takes professional radio ship.
Well done.
Thank you. Good job, Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that's what he can do when we're distracted and not really paying attention.
It was like y'all weren't here.
You know, but we were here, and next we're going to talk about Barack Obama and the vaccine.
Randall's got something on the weather. Terry's got something on chemtrails.
Oh, sweet.
We'll be back.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're near the airport.
We are. That was pretty good, Scott.
Lots of chemicals.
What is falling? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
What is falling? What Joe Biden does when he's trying to get on the airplane.
No.
Like, what are they putting out?
Yeah, because I was thinking, if you see a chemtrail, should you run inside so it doesn't land on your head? There's no way you can escape it.
I think it probably, you know, a chemical or a gas meant for us, there's probably no way you get away from it unless right. The wind blows the other way. The weather manipulation stuff, I think, is done with, I mean, I'm sure there's all kind of particles, but at one time they were tiny, tiny little aluminum particles, weren't they, Sky? Wasn't that one of the things that people were saying?
That's aluminum what particles? The rumor was, yes.
Yeah. And then we had the clip, we played it a few months ago, of the scientist, doctor guy that was on one of the CNN shows saying, hey, look, we've been manipulating the weather for years. I mean, he just like he thinks we're all idiots for not knowing right. That they were doing it. And then they had the weather station thing that the conspiracy theorists were saying was in Alaska for years and years. And I think they just turned that over to some university, which means that they've got something bigger and better somewhere else. You don't turn over your...
Prized possession,
your premier facility, unless you've got new premier facility and you're just handing off the hand-me-downs to everybody else. So, I don't know. But but Amy Beth was saying that the difference in a chemtrail and a contrail was the contrails are the ones that dissipate quickly. You see them, and then a couple minutes, they're gone. They're just, you know, they're disappear. You know, the further back it was from the plane, it's kind of going away. But the chemtrail supposedly stays longer.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
It does.
So do we think they are spraying chemicals into our air?
I think people that I'm seeing on X are little, we got to watch people on X, because what they're doing is the people who are watching the chemtrails mm-hmm. are recording it when they see it. Mm-hmm. Another woman recorded this particular place where she put a table, an outdoor table, mm-hmm. didn't move it. And left it there for a year and then pulled the table away. Because what usually happens when you have a table that's outside, underneath that table, doesn't the ground underneath fade or the color remains the same because it's protected from the sun, right?
Yeah, in the shade.
And for hers, it looked awful. And she was like, this is
under
from
the table.
Under the table. She was like, this is from chemtrails. So it just depends on where you're looking and what they're saying. But I think the spraying is happening. I think the seeding is happening. I think they're getting away with it. And
do y'all think they spray stuff that makes us more submissive? I mean, that's where a lot of these things go. These conspiracy theories go.
Didn't even think about
is that. Is
that
the chemicals are to affect people into, hey, look, you know, it's not, I mean, look, just go along. Just.
So you're saying pop from the air?
Kind of take the fight out of Americans.
I can see where it would mess with your hormonal balance, mm-hmm. which you think about like soy milk and all that whole mm-hmm. push.
Mm-hmm. Which, turned all the guys into Metro guys and then,
yes,
then turned the frogs gay.
Yes, because it increases estrogen. Mm-hmm. I can see it doing that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what would you put out that would make you... I hope Jared's not listening. Don't give him any ideas.
Mm-hmm. You put pot in the
I'm
air.
I'm going to put this in Allison's coffee so she's submissive.
She'd be more submissive.
Maybe it only works on guys. Maybe it makes the guys submissive and the women more like, I can fight it out. Send me. I'm a warrior.
Hey. It might be like opposite, and that's why all the women are just killing America, and that's the point.
Mm-hmm. And the men are like, oh, well, okay, fine.
Well, Emmy brings up a point, not just about the chemtrails, but our food.
Oh.
They're spraying our food.
With everything.
With everything, which is why she has us growing food. I have to plant mine today.
Well,
so it's very bothersome, yeah. Truly.
Let's go to Terry. Terry might know something. Terry, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Okay. They are spraying us, but what you need to be worried about is what they're spraying in Mississippi, not what they're spraying in Alabama over what you see. That's actually going to drop in Georgia. Okay? Because it takes hours and hours for this stuff to drop. Okay? So we need to be worried about what's in Mississippi. My daddy was in Vietnam, and he said it was the strangest thing years ago. They used to see the same thing, but it was in huge circles. And what they would do is they cloud seeding is what it's called. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what it does is it heats up the ionosphere just enough that it will make it start raining somewhat. But if you've got a hot climate or whatever like that, oh, God, it's going to rain like crazy. And that's what they used to do is flood the foxholes and flood all the tunnels to keep all the Vietnamese from going underground. They wanted it to rain, so they figured out how to do that. Now, what he told me is they would spray it about 2 to 3 days before rain. Guess what? It's going to rain this weekend.
Okay.
This weekend, it's going to rain. Now, you're going to see this cloud seeding going on all day today and all day tomorrow, and then all of a sudden, you'll see it stop just before the storm comes. Okay?
Well, what are they doing here? If it was going to rain, is it just to make it rain more, or are they putting something else in it so it comes down with the rain?
It's called an equalizer. And here's the other thing. It was back in the Vietnam War, it was called Operation Rainstorm. Okay? Now, here, they call it an equalizer. So, say you got Joe Blow over here, it's making good peanuts. I mean, he's making a bundle over in Georgia, but Alabama just can't seem to make enough. You know, we're going to cause an even playing field. You put aluminum dioxide out in the air, and it drops on that crop, he's going to have a less crop next year. Okay? And you're
so they're managing, they're equalizing production, et cetera, to keep everything in balance between locations.
Yes. And in 1974, when we was having a huge drought, you can look this up, too. They tried to cloud seed over Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, all that area. It caused a major tornado outbreak in 1974.
Oh, my gosh.
And it wiped out everything. And that's why they quit doing Operation Rainstorm here, because they put out so much. They didn't realize, just like you said earlier, they didn't realize what's going to happen. Is it going to be really bad, or is it just going to be a little light shower? Well, they didn't know. They were just testing it. Our climate can't handle stuff like that where we're at. In Vietnam, they sprayed that crap out like crazy, my father said. And it was like a cloud over them, but it would not rain in front of them. It would be 50 miles away, it would start raining. Because that moves with the air and drops slowly. Okay, and as it drops slowly, for some reason, it will cause a cloud. And it will cause rain. If there's any humidity or dew, if you'll notice, we've had less dew over the years since they've put aluminum dioxide out, because it actually heats up the atmosphere, and it kind of steams it off early. We used to have a lot of steam out in the forest. You know, you see it when you drive in fog in the morning. you don't hardly ever see that anymore.
Terry, we got to take a break, brother. Man, that is a fantastic call.
Gosh, it's actually
please
goodness.
Call again.
We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. Tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine, nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome again, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Ladies of Liberty are here. By the way, so cloud seeding has been around for a long time, and I think everybody kind of admits to, well, some people admit to knowing that they
had no idea
did some of that. Look, there's a 19, I ran across this, for those of you who think, well, if it's not in the New York Times, it must not be true. In May of 1974, the New York Times ran an article saying the U.S. admits rainmaking from 67 to 72 in Indochina.
What's the name of it? What's the name of it again?
Sometimes you can hear stuff that goes on in the studio.
Yeah, I love it. Like Sky.
When it's not
all,
us.
Yeah, I love it when it's not us.
Because usually it is.
Don't say anything crazy, Sky.
I'm on it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I just feel good.
It's just for once, it's not Allison.
Yeah.
And Scott.
And Scott.
There was also Operation Popeye.
My gosh.
Secret Vietnam War era effort to conduct covert cloud seeding over Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos to extend the monsoon season. You can find that in Popular Science.
But why would you want extend monsoon season?
Well, when it's rainy and bad, then the bad guys don't move around as much.
Okay.
Interesting stuff.
Just how many bad guys are there?
There's lots of bad guys.
Feels like there are.
Mm-hmm. Let's go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Sam from Pike County. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Scott.
Absolutely.
Yeah, ladies, I was going to answer Allison's question. She asked a question about calming people down and what she used, and that is fluoride. The fluoride.
Mm-hmm, in the toothpaste, I've heard that.
That's it. And, I've heard that story for quite a while. You know, you're talking to the right audience. The 93.1 crowd, we used to have a man that did some talks about the chemtrails and whatnot. And so, I've been hearing about it for years, and now it's fairly well documented.
That's okay. The problem with fluoride is that it makes you submissive. So, like, if I stop brushing my teeth, I'll be stronger and feistier.
Oh my word!
I don't think
it's probably too late now. You're fluorided up. You're full of fluoride.
Dang.
It also calcifies the pineal gland, the gland, your third eye.
Pineal gland.
Pineal gland, yeah. Doing the best I can this morning, gang.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, first off, I'm getting a terrible feedback. And can y'all hear me okay?
We can hear you okay, yes.
Okay, I apologize for stopping my progress, but it's just biting me. It's like something biting my ear. Snap, snap, snap. Anyway, you're talking to the right crowd. There's plenty of good people here. In the audience that used to follow.
Tell me this, Sam from Pike County. Does fluoride actually help your teeth, or is that just something we're just told?
You know, I can't answer that. I hope it does. I hope it's
Amy Beth has just switched to. That's what it was. It wasn't the moo-moo. It's your detoxing from fluoride.
Oh,
and your body was like,
you've
given me this for 50 years, and now I don't know what to do.
Bentonite clay.
Is that what you're doing?
Cavities.
Oh, I need to try that. Tell me where to get it.
Amazon. Cool.
before people used toothpaste, pioneers, they would rub their teeth with the raw end of pine needles off evergreen, off your pine tree. And okay. Supposedly that was good for your teeth. Man, I don't know. Like I said,
I'm down with that. It just doesn't seem, it seems difficult.
Yeah, but the chemtrails, but Scott, chemtrails, I believe it 100% just from what we've seen in the, and people all the time will do the test, and it's in the air, the aluminum, the barium, and at the high rates, your water company here in Montgomery, our water, they don't even list the amount of aluminum that they find in the water like they used to, because it's just, it's high.
Chock full?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But you know, that's the other thing. You can switch your toothpaste, but if you drink tap water, they fortify it with fluoride. So mm-hmm.
Get filters.
Well, I mean, I use a Berkey, but I just was thinking about that.
I see how you throw that in, kept woman.
I am a kept woman.
I use a Berkey. And then one of those swanky.
Well, when the world ends and the zombies come, I'll be able to drink my lake water.
Is that the little missionary kind? Or is it attached to, hooked up?
No, it's just like a little silver.
And you pour water into it?
You pour water into it.
Okay, so it's a real one. It's a little missionary filter.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I need one of those. I'm going to put it on Amazon.
Yeah, get it on your Christmas list.
Everyone should have them a Berkey filter. The power goes out. Being thirsty will kill you a lot quicker than being hungry.
That's right.
Yeah. Sam from Pike County is a kept wife, too.
Thanks, Sam from Pike County. See you, buddy.
Hey, listen, thank y'all for taking my call.
Absolutely. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, I've read quite a bit about cloud seeding, and Terry Adams is a guy y'all might want to get on sometime to talk about some of the conspiracy stuff.
Terry Adams. All right. Tell me how to get in touch with him.
He used to do a show on this station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very Adams interesting. Motorsports, yeah. Also. But
okay.
I personally do not buy into that, and I'll tell you why.
The cloud seeding or the, they're changing
the
our.
Cloud seeding.
Okay.
First off, you go up to 80,000 feet and the wind may be going north. You okay. Come to 60,000 feet, it may be going south. You come to 50,000 feet, it may be going west. If you cloud seed something that high or even lower, you have no idea where it's going to go because the wind is constantly changing up there. And at every level, think back about the Chinese balloon. How did they direct that balloon?
It went up and down. That's the way they do it, right? They get into the direction the wind's going.
If you cloud seed something, you don't know where it's going to end up. You don't know where it's going to go.
Well, here's the problem with this.
It's not like a balloon where you can change it and make it go up and down.
Well, listen to this, Bill. This piece was by Eleanor Cummins in 2018 in Popular Science. With Operation Popeye, the U.S. government made weather an instrument of war. And it says, though it cycled through several names in its history, Operation Popeye stuck. Its stated objective to ensure Americans won the Vietnam War was never realized, but the revelation that the U.S. government played God with weather-altering warfare changed history. The Nixon administration distracted, denied, and it seems outright lied to Congress, but enterprising reporters published damning stories about rain being used as a weapon, and the Pentagon Papers dripped classified details like artificial rain. Eventually, the federal government would declassify its Popeye documents, and international laws aimed at preventing similar projects would be on the books. But the public would more or less forget it ever happened. Given the rise of geoengineering projects, both from municipal governments and private companies, some experts believe Popeye is newly relevant. So they're saying absolutely they figured out how to at least mess with it. My contention is still they're not good at it, but they can mess it up.
So was that propaganda or truth?
Says, no, it's saying for sure that the government was messing with it. In the 1960s, over Vietnam's rainfall patterns weren't the concern for American tourists. blah, blah, blah. When preliminary tests for Operation Popeye began in 1966 under Johnson, and then it talks about some of the stuff they were, they say they were able to do, like increase rainfall by multiple inches. Bill, you're welcome to stay. We'll be back on the other side. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored and not affiliated with FCA US LLC.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too.
Welcome into the program, everybody. We have started on this Conspiracy Thinker Thursday with, well, really chemtrails. Chemtrails, contrails that led to cloud seeding, whether or not we actually do affect the weather. And this story from Popular Science, and Bill may still be there. It's funny, it's got this line in it, or this paragraph. As you read this, somewhere someone is probably seeding a cloud. State and city officials seed clouds in the Sierra Nevada each winter. It's a way to make a little money from ski resorts that pay for the potential of an extra sprinkling of powder, but it's also a coordinated effort to increase the water supply that flows from melting snow each summer and quenches the thirst of California and its neighbors in the Colorado River Basin. Local officials from Wyoming to Mumbai carry out summertime seeding to provide rainfall for farmers. Meanwhile, the Chinese are the world's biggest cloud seeding operation, reportedly creating billions of tons of rain each year to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Says these are the things we know about that are perfectly legal in peacetime. They can't create something from nothing, but it looks like what they do is try to make it, if it's probably going to rain or the conditions are probable, well, maybe we can make it rain a little more. Is Bill still there? Or to build it.
Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, Let me ask you a question. Okay. And this is the great thing about propaganda, is you never know which lie to believe.
That's right. They give you a choice.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard that the dinosaurs probably died off because of a comet strike or meteor strike?
Yeah, that's what all the kids think.
Yeah. So, have you ever heard that that meteorite may have hit where the Gulf of Mexico is? That's what killed the dinosaurs, and that's what gave us the Gulf.
Yes, and then all the stuff that was thrown into the atmosphere caused us to go into a super cold period, and the dinosaurs died off from that.
Well, did you know there are a group of scientists to say that is absolutely false?
What I believe
happened
it.
Was our crust changed, our Earth's mantle changed.
Okay.
And the molten rock that was under that area where the Gulf is actually cooled, and it cooled so suddenly that it drew water in. And you know, we got aquifers underground.
Okay.
There's a huge aquifer that runs from Tuscaloosa to Montgomery that provides millions and millions of gallons a second to all these cities along that route. What happened when it cooled, and think about this, anything hot, when it cools, what happens to it? It shrinks.
Contracts.
And that's what formed the Gulf of Mexico. So let me ask you this. If it was a meteor strike, when a meteor strikes, if you look at an impact crater, isn't there a high area around the outside of that meteor?
Usually there is the uplift on the outer radius. Yes, our circumference.
So do we have mountains? Do we have mountains around the Gulf of Mexico?
I don't think so.
So we could probably rule out the meteor strike.
Yeah, maybe so. But it is convenient when you're coming up with those sorts of theories for your dinosaur theories that you put it in the bottom of the under the water. Because I can't go out there and prove you wrong.
Or what about the concept of a global flood? I mean, if something happens suddenly, let's throw that in there too, because every single human civilization ever has a flood epic as part of their narrative.
Well, we could also go
I do believe the flood. It's in the Bible. I can tell you this, that I've got a friend that is a professional land surveyor.
Okay.
And years ago, he was doing a job up around Athens, Alabama, between Athens and Huntsville.
Okay.
And if you go drive up that way, you can tell where you go up the plain.
Mm-hmm.
Just north of Birmingham, between Birmingham and Huntsville, you actually go uphill for a long ways.
Yeah, right there at Lacan, I think.
At this job site, on a mountaintop, they were digging, and they hit a huge amount of fossils